Thursday. Dear First Grade Journal, I cannot believe this situation. Mother said no more money. Plus, Daddy said no more money, too. They said Grandpa Miller already gave me $5 more. Only he was not supposed to tell them that. And so, great. Now I have stress in my head. I need an extra buck, I tell you. I really, really need an extra buck. Your friend, Junie B., first grader. I closed my journal, and I looked all around. My friend Herbert was not writing in his journal. I tapped on his head. Psst, Herb, I need a buck. I really, really need a buck. He nodded. I know, Junie B., you told me that on the bus, remember? But I don't have a buck. I really, really don't. He pulled out his pockets to show me. Then he turned back around. I tapped on his head again. Yeah, only I don't need it now, Herb. I need it for tomorrow, I explained. And so just bring me $1 tomorrow, and I will be your bestest friend. Herb turned around again. You already are my bestest friend, he said. Plus, I already told you, my mother will only give me the exact amount I need for my gifts. She says every time she gives me extra money, I lose it. I rolled my eyes. Mothers, I said. They're all the same. They think children lose everything, and we don't. Herb nodded. I know we don't. It's ridiculous. After that, he came back and looked in my desk. Can I borrow a pencil? I lost mine. I gave him a pencil. Then I reached across the aisle and I tapped on Lenny. Psst, Lenny, I need an extra buck tomorrow. Can you bring an extra buck? Huh, Lenny? Please, please, please? Lenny shook his head. Sorry, Junie B., but my parents are tightwads. I've never had an extra buck in my life, he said. Jose turned around and nodded. My parents are tightwads too, he said. They are muy tacaños. That means tightwads in Spanish. Just then, Snoopy Head May reached across the row, very happy, and she poked me with her pencil. Ask me, Junie Jones, ask me, she said. My parents aren't tightwads. I always have extra money. She reached into her backpack. I have $2 with me right now. Want to see? She took out a shiny plastic wallet. And wowie, wow, wow, there were $2 folded up in there. See, said May, I told you I had money. My parents say I should always have money in case of an emergency. I sat up very perky. Wow, what a coincidence, 'cause this is emergency, May, I said. And so if you will just give me one of those dollars, that will take care of my whole entire problem. I held out my hand. But May just frowned her eyebrows. Don't be silly. This is for my emergencies, not yours, Junie Jones, she said. She started to put her wallet back. I talked my fastest. But you are a giver, May. Remember that? You are a giver. And I am a shellfish. May shrugged. Yeah, so? So if you give me $1, I will take $1, and that will make sense for both of us. May shook her head. No, I can't, she said. My father says that friends should never borrow money from each other. I clapped my hands real thrilled. Then it's perfect, I said, because you and I aren't friends. I don't even like you, May. Plus, listen to this, I'm not even borrowing the money. You're just giving it to me, and I'm not paying you back. May made a mad face at me. Then she quick put her wallet away again. I slumped way down in my seat, and I tapped my fingers on my desk. I don't get it, I said. That was the best arguing I ever thought of. What went wrong there? Herb turned around. I think it might have been the I don't even like you, May, part, he said. Lenny nodded. Plus, the I'm not paying you back part was probably not the way to go either. May leaned her head across the aisle. Or else maybe you were never, ever getting the money in the first place, she said real mean. Did you ever think of that, Junie Jones? I glared my eyes at her. You're going to be sorry, I thought in my head. You're really going to be sorry. Just then, Mr. Scary stood up at his desk, and he said to put our journals away. He went to the closet and took out some white paper sacks. "Boys and girls, these white sacks are going to hold our Secret Santa gifts," he explained. "Today, each one of you will decorate your own sack, and tomorrow, your Secret Santa will put your gift inside." He passed them out. "Please print your name clearly on your sack," he said. "Then, at the end of the day, I'll arrange them on the back table, and tomorrow, when we come back from the gift shop, your Secret Santa will go back there and deliver the gift right to your sack. Sound like fun?" Room 1 clapped real happy. "Fun!" we said. "Really, really fun," said May. She jumped up from her chair. "Thinking about Secret Santa Day puts me in a happy mood," she said. "Even Junie Jones can't ruin my Secret Santa Day tomorrow." After that, she skipped around her desk, and she sat back down again. Then I glared at her some more. "Oh, yes, I can, May," I thought again. "I can ruin your day, but good." I crossed my mad arms. I would think of a way, no matter what. I stayed mad at May for the whole rest of the day, because that meanie girl didn't even deserve a Secret Santa gift, I tell you. She didn't deserve any dumb gift at all. I rode the bus home very grumpy. If I was the real Santa Claus, I would give May coal in her stocking, I grouched to just myself. That's what she really deserves. She deserves coal. Just then I sat there very still, and I did not move my muscles. My brain rewinded itself. Coal. She deserves coal, it thought again. Chill bumps came on my arms. I sat up straighter. I am a genius, I think.